Hello and welcome to Backyard Films of the Soto Wiffle Ball Podcast. I'm Matt Camp, and wiffle ball and softball are finally back. As many of you know, we've operated under 662 wiffle ball for many years. However, this year marks the inaugural season of the league under the new mantle of DeSoto Wiffle Ball. Off-season events and league members combined to make this transfer occur. There are many changes to the league's format, teams, field, and members. Among these changes are our new equipment modifications. We've decided to keep the big barrel blitz ball bats, but we've changed the ball from a blitz ball to a half perforated traditional wiffle ball. This allows for more curve in action and pitch variety while also reduces the speed drastically in an effort to make the playing field a little more level. We brought three members back from 662 Wiffle Ball to DeSoto Wiffle Ball. Those members are myself, Ryan Kuhn, and Jody Savage. We've also added two new members to the league in Randy Geyer and Chris Kuhn. With the new format, we've also decided to go with a different team format, whereas last year we went with either college or, in years past, professional team names. We've decided this year, in an effort to be more single-identified with each team had to come up with a team name that was created. They had to create the team name, their jerseys, and everything having to do with the team. They had to come up with it on their own. Ryan Kuhn came up with the name American Aces, so that's the title he'll be playing under this season. And as of this recording, he is 2-0, taking a victory against one against Jody Savage and one against Randy Geyer. Now, Jody Savage is one of our other returning veterans and founders of the league, and he's playing under the name Savage Wiffle Club, which is a play on his last name as well as the wiffle ball. And he is currently 1-1 in the season. The newcomers we've got coming in this year are Randy Geyer and Chris Kuhn. Now, Chris Kuhn has come up with the name Southern Bandits, and he's currently 0-1. Randy Geyer came in with Tri-County Bolts, and he's currently 0-2. Now, my name in the league is going to be the Backyard Heroes. And what I'm going to do is every game I play is going to be honoring a different category of person that I feel like is a hero. There's going to be law enforcement, firefighter and EMT, military, all military branches, agricultural farmers, just anybody that I think I feel like is a hero. Now, the first game that I played, I had a black camo digital jersey honoring law enforcement, say protect and serve on the sleeve, and that's the only game I played so far, so I'm 1-0. So, as I said, there's changes to the rules for the league, and there's too much of that to go into, but there's also changes to the actual location of the field. We went from playing at Cypress Field last year to playing at Bridgetown Field this year. Now, the field is set up the same. The rules were a little different to accommodate the size, but for the most part, it's the same. We're still recording live via tripod for Facebook purposes, so you can still watch games online. But what we're doing this year, in addition to that, is we're recording on a GoPro, and we're going to get that video uploaded to the Facebook page just as soon as we can get that straightened out. So we're moving up and we're growing as a league. Mike Camp, who was a member of 662 Wiffle Ball, he was going to make a transition over to DeSoto. I'm still hoping that happens. He's sitting this season out for undisclosed purposes, but he wants to be a part of the league, so we're hoping that his attendance improves and that he's able to make it to some of the events so that he can be a part of the league in 2022. So for right now, we've got 5 members and hopefully moving into 6 next year and maybe more. We're changing the schedule as well. Instead of playing every team once, we're playing every team twice, so everybody will play each other twice, and at the end of the year, we'll have the All-Star game possibly, and we'll have the playoffs and, of course, the championship. So the good thing about this is the new format of the ball allows us to – it's a hitter's game, still using the big barrels, but it's also a pitcher's game because you can use so many different varieties of pitches and make so many things happen with the ball that we didn't necessarily do before. So with the new format, it's going to be a more even league. It's not going to be just – straight fastballs and straight heat like it was with the blitz ball. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing this year, and we're really excited about it. Moving forward, I think we're going to have a really good time, and we're kind of ironing out the wrinkles as we go, because it's a young league, it's in its infancy, so we're still trying to work out some of those kinks. But for the most part, I feel like all parties involved are happy with the league, they're happy with the transfer. So DeSoto Wiffle Ball will be the new mantle going forward. We're hoping to build on it from now. Now, the second topic I want to talk about is church softball. It's finally back, and I've been waiting all year for this. This year is going to be a lot of fun, because this year's team is a lot more passionate and attendant than last year's team was. Every year we have 20 people sign up, but we usually have a hard time getting people to games. And I understand people have busy schedules. I'm not knocking anybody for that. But this year we decided, in an effort to improve, we're going to take it a little more seriously. And boy, have we. Every practice we've been at, bat practice has been seriously. You know, we're still lighthearted and having fun, but everybody's focused and dialed in. We're taking infield drills a lot more seriously. We're actually giving effort. We're trying. We're moving people around to see what fits. And we've brought players in. We've got a lot of new faces on the team that I feel like are going to do nothing but contribute to the team itself. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're getting new jerseys again this year. Last year we had a full blue camo digital jersey with neon writing. This year we're going to have the front and back plates are royal blue, and we're still going to keep that same camo digital pattern on the sleeves and shoulders. And we're going to recycle that green con, that neon green concept. So you're getting new jerseys, new team. Schedule should be coming out soon. As soon as I get that, I'll post that to the Facebook page. But I do want to talk a minute about the roster that we've got. We've got a lot of guys coming back from last year, and I'm proud of that. I'm really happy about that. So let's just start off with myself, obviously. Ryan Kuhn, who played second base for us last year, he's returning as a third-year player. Joey Savage, same deal. He's our first baseman. And at this point, I want to say third-string pitcher if we need him, because he's one of the guys on the team that can pitch pretty good. So he's coming back, and both of those guys have pretty good bat. Brian Hanna's coming back. He's a long-term veteran, a long-time veteran on the team. He's been a part of the team for a long time. So he's one of those guys you can kind of plug anywhere, and he's such a nice guy. He's so happy to play anywhere that you need him to. And we need more players like that. And of course, you know, he brings a big stick to the plate, so that also helps. So he's going to do some pitching for us this year, and give him that opportunity to play anywhere else that he feels like it. And Brian brought in a couple of guys with him this year that we're real happy to welcome to the team. And one is Timmy Brumley. Timmy's an outfielder, and he's played in the competitive softball world, so he's pretty versed in that. He's got good wheels, got a good bat, solid arm, reads the ball real well off the bat. So we're looking forward to having him kind of start, probably in center field, but we're going to see what happens as that develops. Another guy he brought in is Randy Atkinson. Randy's like Brian, just a super nice guy. For the first time I met him, I just really enjoyed being around him. A veteran of competitive softball. He's been around the league, and he's been in the circuit for a long time, to where he knows, he knows what we need to be doing to make the team better. And, you know, he brings a lot of experience and a lot of talent. He's another one of those guys that gets up at the plate and just crushes it. And he's a versatile player, like a lot of the guys that we've got coming in this year. So we'll be able to, you know, kind of plug him in wherever we need him and wherever he decides he wants to play. Chris Kuhn, who's the brother of Ryan Kuhn, he's coming to play with us this year. He's going to be our catcher for the first year, kind of a rookie position. You move to catcher, but he's improving, and what I like about Chris is he's putting in the work. He's not just, you know, showing up and messing around when it's time to practice. He's putting in the work to get better as a player, and that's what I like to see. He's also putting in the work at home, from what I'm told. So I'm really excited about that. Randy Geyer, going to be a second-year player for us. I talked to Randy, and he said that his goal for this year is to be more of a utility player. He wants to be able to move different places on the field, and he's another guy like Chris. He's putting in the work. You know, he's not just saying it and then just brushing it off to the side. He's actually putting in the work to get better. So we've worked with him. He's hit left-handed for, I guess, all of his life, but we've kind of tweaked his position a little bit at the plate and switched him to the right side box, and he's making solid contact. So he's kind of adjusting into that to try to make that a little bit more comfortable. But glad to have Randy back. Mark Borges, a lot of us know him as Beard. Beard is a mantle that New Cross Big Baptist Church has had since I started. And basically every year we've had at least one person that's got a real nice and majestic beard. And that's the nickname that we give him. Now, Beard isn't the same person every year. It's changed. It was Joe Griffin for a couple of years. It was we had somebody else, and then Mark picked up that mantle. So Beard is a guy that's been passed along, and it's something you've got to earn, and Mark has earned it. So that's Beard. He's going to lock down third base for us. You know, he's one of the talented guys that we've got coming back, and I'm excited to have him back in the roster. Cooper Addy's coming back with us. A lot of improvement I've seen in this kid. You know, he's just gotten better as he's gone. He puts in the work and tries to do better, and he's really focused. And he's not above being coached, and that's what I really appreciate about him. And it shows because he's gotten better. So excited to have him back. Corey McCaleb is a guy that Randy Guyer brought in. And he's kind of a utility player too. He's got real good speed. You know, he's got a decent bat, and we're trying to work through keeping the shoulder down and not flying out so much with him. But when he does make contact, he's got good power. He's got good vision of the ball off of the bat when he's in the outfield. So he's a utility player we'll be able to put in different places. So we're excited about that. Cooper brought another kid named Dominic. I think he's a tennis player. But I'll tell you what, he looked like he could be a pretty good baseball player. He's got good wheels. He reads the ball good. And he's got a good presence at the plate. So we're excited to bring him onto the team. Matt Brown is a guy that came in. Again, one of those utility players. You know, he's played everywhere, but in the outfield, he really holds the outfield down. He's got good speed. He sees the ball well, takes good angles to the ball, recovers well. And then in an effort to have, you know, depth in different positions, we tried him at first base a couple nights ago in a practice where Jody couldn't make it, and he did phenomenal. Just speaking as an infielder and for all the other infielders, we're really pleased with Matt's performance over there at first. And the longer practice went, the better he seemed to do. So we're real happy with that. And we're real happy with his performance. And again, one of those guys brings a big stick at the plate. So we're really excited about that. Joey Lemons, a guy came on. I've only met him once, but he's a real nice guy. He's a big guy in that, you know, he's real strong. But I tell you what, he's a fast guy too. I've seen him move in the outfield, and I'm not sure if that's where he's going to play or not. We're still trying to figure out that out. But I've seen him move in the outfield, and the guy's got wheels. So, you know, with a little plate discipline, I think he can kind of shake the rust off. But for the most part, really talented player that we're excited to have on the team with us. Hayden Turner, a lot of y'all know from church. Really great young man. I'm really proud of all the things that he's done. And I tell you what, pretty good ball player. He came in and he and another player that we'll talk about in a minute that he brought in have put in the work during their off time, their downtime, to be better ball players. They're trying, they're making an effort. Not only that, but I'm seeing improvement. You know, Hayden showed up to practice the other day, and he had one of the better practices out of any of us, and we all had a really good practice. But Hayden was hitting the ball really well. He was making good plays in the outfield. He was throwing really well from the outfield to different places that we had him going to. So I'm really excited, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does this season. Charlie Lyles is a guy that's on the team. I haven't met Charlie yet. We've had a difficult time getting him to practice with his schedule. He's real busy, and I understand a lot of people are. I'm not knocking anybody for that. I'm one of the busiest guys on the team, so I completely understand. But I'm looking forward to meeting him and seeing how he can contribute to the team. Jimmy Holiday, I think, is Jody Savage's cousin. He came on, another veteran of the competitive softball circuit. So he's one of those multi-tool players that can play pretty much anywhere and has the experience and the knowledge of the league to know what to do no matter where we put him. So glad to have him on. Cody Byers, a kid that I've watched play baseball growing up. Great baseball player and a great softball player. You know, he's locking down from third or from short or in the outfield. He's running balls now. He's, you know, vacuuming them up on the infield, and a great arm. So really excited to have him. Excuse me. Max Oswalt is the kid that was brought in by Hayden. Another kid that's new to the softball world, but eager to learn and coachable, which I really appreciate as a coach. You know, he listens to critiques and technique, you know, advice and all that kind of stuff. So he's new, and we're going to find a place for him. And last but not least, Steven DeLeon is a kid that I knew that played ball when he was young, played ball all growing up. Good infielder, got a good arm. He's got a real good baseball mind, so he knows what to do in certain situations. Shaking the rust off of, you know, from not playing in 10-plus years like a lot of us have. but he's shaking that off. But I see a lot of potential in him. And the good thing about what I see from these players is we'll have depth at the lineup. We'll have outfielders that we can rotate out, infielders that we can rotate out. And that's not something we've always had in previous years. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how this team performs going forward. And I think we're going to have a better season than last season. Obviously, we only won one game last year, so we're going to see improvement this year. And we're not going to have to play as many doubleheaders this year, so hopefully it'll be stretched out a little bit longer. We'll get more practice time this year, too. So for all y'all that are fans of the team, know that we're working hard. We're trying to get better every practice. We're actually coaching. We're actually trying. And everybody's trying to do their part to make sure that we have a better season than we had last year. So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll have other news coming up from college baseball and spring football and things like that coming up. But today I just wanted to kind of get back in the routine of getting the podcast episode out there and letting everybody know what's going on with the Soto Wiffle Ball and what's going on with the New Prospect Baptist Church softball team. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you guys out there on the ball field. Hoping we can kind of get back to some normalcy. And I hope to see you guys in the game cheering the boys on, and I hope y'all tune in on Sundays for the wiffle ball games. We got a lot of them coming up, except for Easter Sunday. We're playing the Saturday before, so April the 3rd. So until next time, this is Backyard Villains, the Soto Wiffle Ball Podcast. Talk to y'all soon.